Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shivan.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
ఏకం ఉత్తరోత్తరాణి అపి జ్ఞానాని జడానీతి అనవస్థ అండ్ జనితం జ్ఞానం జడం బికాస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ నాలెడ్జ్ అరైసెస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ నాన్ ఇల్యూమినేషన్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ జడ నాలెడ్జ్ విల్ బికమ్ జడ అండ్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ టు నో దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ టు దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ జడ So, to understand the knowledge A, you have to accept another knowledge B, which is illuminator of knowledge A. And that knowledge is also jada. Knowledge B also is jada. So, knowledge C to knowledge B. There is no limit to it. Therefore, anavastha. Tasmat apara adhina prakasha samvidu upetavya. Therefore, samvidu this knowledge, you have to accept to be under the control of something else. Tathapi himayatam vishyatmanoho svabhava jadayoho yetad ayatam yattayoho samvid jadeti. Tathapi, even so, what happens? Vishyatmanoho, vishya with vishya and atma, what is the big difference here? Then svabhava jadayoho, which is svabhava vishya, svabhava and jada, inert. So, in this what happens? This is what will happen. Yetat ayatam. Yattayoho samvid jadeti. This is what will be the final understanding. What? This samvita, this knowledge is inert. This will be the final understanding if you accept it like this. Therefore, tat kim putra pandita iti pita api pandita vastu. Because, see, if the son is pandita, if the son is knowledgeable, the father cannot be accepted to be knowledgeable. So he says, Sabhava esha samvidaha swayam prakashaya yadartha atma sambandita iti chet. So it is the nature of the samvida to illuminate itself. Therefore, swayam prakashayaha samvidaha yadartha atma sambandhita iti yadartha atma sambandhita. So, it is that which is illumining the self. If you accept like that, hanta, then it is a trouble. Putrasyapi panditasya svabhavaha eshayat pitru sambandhita iti samanam. See, this putra, he is a pandita. Since he is a pandita, you have a father to be a pandita also. Because you say, since the knowledge is chaitanya, is sentient, with relationship to that knowledge, the self is, therefore the self will become chaitanya, sentient. If you accept like that, then the son is a knowledgeable one, the father, mother, they have relationship with the son, therefore they should also be accepted to be knowledgeable one. Svabhavati chet సహార్థాత్మ ప్రకాశేన సంవిత్ ప్రకాశో నతు అర్థాత్మ ప్రకాశం వినా ఇతి తస్య స్వభావ ఇతి చేత్ సహ అర్థాత్మ ప్రకాశేన సంవిత్ ప్రకాశ సంవిత్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇల్యూమిన్స్ విత్ ది ఆత్మ సహ అర్థాత్మ ప్రకాశేన విత్ ది అర్థ ఆత్మ ఆత్మ వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ వెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ రిలేషన్ విత్ ది సంవిత్ ఇట్ ఇల్యూమిన్స్ నచ నతు అర్థాత్మ ప్రకాశం వినా ఇతి వితౌట్ ది సెల్ఫ్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ ఇల్యూమిన్ తస్య స్వభావ ఇతి చేత్ దట్ ఇస్ ఇట్స్ నేచర్ ఇఫ్ ఐ ఎక్సెప్ట్ లైక్ దట్ దన్ కిం సంవిదో భిన్నౌ సంవిద అర్థాత్మ ప్రకాశం దెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు యాక్సెప్ట్ యూ హ్యావ్ విల్ ఆస్క్ యూ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్ ఈస్ దట్ సంవిత్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ విచ్ ఇట్ ఇల్యూమిన్స్ అండ్ ది సెల్ఫ్ తథాచ ఓకే ఇఫ్ యు యాక్సెప్ట్ లైక్ దట్ దెన్ తథాచ న స్వయం ప్రకాశ సంవిత్ న చ సంవిత్ అర్థాత్మ ప్రకాశ ఇతి దెన్ దిస్ సంవిత్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆల్సో కెనాట్ బి యాక్సెప్టెడ్ టు బి సెల్ఫ్ ఇల్యూమినింగ్ అండ్ సిన్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇల్యూమినింగ్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ ఇల్యూమిన్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆల్సో బికాస్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ నాట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇల్యూమినింగ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ if it is not self-illuminating, it needs an illuminator. So that is jada. This jada cannot illumine under jada. Asa samvidatsatma prakasho na samvido bhidyate samvidevatau. Then you will have to accept samvid, the knowledge, intellect, and the artha atma prakasho. The artha and atma prakasha, the artha prakasha and atma prakasha, the illumination of the object and the illumination of the self to be not different. So if it is different, then it is jada, this is jada, both cannot illuminate. So you have to accept not different. Then evam chet, if it is like that, again you are in trouble. Yavaduktam bhavati samvidatma arthau sahiti tavaduktam bhavati samvidatma artma prakash sahiti tathachana vivakshita artha siddhi. Then yavaduktam bhavati, whatever is said when I say, whatever is meant when I say samvid atma arthau sahiti, samvid, the intellect with atma and artha, same way, tavad uktam, the same thing is expressed if I say samvid artha atma prakasho. Samvid is that which illuminates the object and the world. Samvid, intellect, is that which is that intellect, intellect in relationship with the object and self. Whatever is meant if I say that, is what is meant if I say this. Intellect which illuminates the object and the self. There is no difference here, just the play of words. Therefore, tathacha na vivakshita artha siddhi. Therefore, whatever you meant to prove through that is not proven yet. That intellect is a illuminator, that is not yet proven. Nacha atita anagata artha gocharayaha sambido artha sahabhava api. Because there is another trouble. See, the intellect, it remembers things which are past and which will be in the future. It can imagine things in the past and imagine things in the future. But the object does not exist. Object of the past or object of the future does not exist. Therefore, samvido nacha atita anagata artha. Therefore, that cannot be in relationship. Even there, sahartha bhavi you said, sahartha atmano you said, it is with the, it is in relationship with the atma and the object you said. Here there is no relationship with the object, but this knowledge illumines it. Therefore, tad vishaya hana upadana upeksha buddhi buddhi jananat artha sahabhava itchet. No, there also the attachment to gain that object, to give up that object, or not even bothered about that object. With this kind of buddhi janane, intellect creates a thought function. So, creating that thought function, it links. There is the object of the past, I don't want to think about it. There is a thought, I don't want to remember it. There is this thought. With this thought function, I am attached to this object. Or, in the future, an object which I want to gain, there is a thought which is attached to this. So because of that, sahabhartha bhavihi, it is connected with the artha, the object of the past and future. The intellect is connected to the object of past and future. If I say na, that is also not possible, because artha samvidaha iva hanadi buddhinamapi tad vishetva anupattehe. Artha and samvida, the object and the knowledge, there can be no relationship, I said. Now you brought in, to relate it, you brought in another thought function. So that thought function also, hanadi buddhinam api, the thought function to gain it or give up those things, tad vishetva anuvatte he, cannot be the object of knowledge. There is the object of future or past. There is no connection with that object and the intellect. Therefore, it cannot coexist. Then, you said, this thought function links the object of the past and the future, so it can coexist. because of this link. Now I will ask, what is this link? How is this link related to this intellect? How is this link illuminated? Because the link is also a thought function. It should also be illuminated, like the objects of the memory. So, how is this thought function illuminated? It cannot be illuminated because the self does not have any relationship to that. Therefore, hanadi jananat, hanadi buddhinam, artha vishayatvam. No. That idea itself, that I should have to attain, I should have to give up. Because of that itself, that becomes an object. That thought function becomes an object. If I say, then, again, artha vishaya hanadi buddhi jananacha artha samvidaha tad vishayatvam api iti. Meaning, artha vishaya hanadi, the object of past and future, that I want to give up or I want to attain, because of that there is a thought function, and because of that artha samvidaha, that intellect and the object gets connected, and because of that connection this thought function also becomes illumined. The object of past and future is there, intellect is there. Then I said, I will create this thought function to attain or give up that object of past and future will be the connection to illumine, to objectify that object of past and future. So, I said, now this thought function, the Purupakshi said, this thought function cannot be objectified now. How do you know this thought function exists? Now, this thought function arises in the intellect, which connects the object of the past or future, and that object of past or future is illumined, and because of that this also gets illumined, this thought function also gets illumined. If I accept like that, iti chet tad kim dehasya prayatnavat atma sanyoga deha pravritti nimitti nivritti hetu arthe hetur arthe iti artha prakasho vastu jadyat dehatma sanyogo artha prakash iti chet tat kim. Then you have to accept, then you have to say me, explain me this tat kim, what is that? Desya prayatnavat atma sanyoga, this like the effort of the body, this atma in relationship with the intellect and the thought function, deha pravritti nivritti hetuhu arthe iti artha prakasho astu, that this dehasya pravritti nivritti arthe, the object, the body will not will go towards, see, I am attracted towards the object, I perform some task, I am dejected towards this towards this object, so I withdraw myself. So because of this hetu, because of this cause, arthe iti artha prakasho vastu, this artha prakasha, you will accept this illumination of this object, you will accept. See, the object is there in the past or future, and you said there is the thought function which illumines that object of past or future, and I asked, how is this thought function illumined? Then you said, because that object is illumined, the thought function will also illumined. Then what will happen? See, if there is an object in front of me, I will try to go for it, or I will go away from it. So, how will you understand this thought function is illumined of the past or future? Because of the effort which is made by the body? Will the body make some effort to gain that object which is in past or future? Jadyat dehatma sanyogo nartha prakashiti cheta. Since it is jada, since it is inert, deha atma sanyoga, the body and the atma, the connection between the body and atma, nartha prakasha iti cheta, does not illumine the object. If you say, nanu ayam swayam prakasho api swatmani eva khadyotavat prakasha arthetu jada iti upapaditam, then you will have proven only this. What? I am swayam prakasho api, this self illumination of the atma is, or the intellect is also like swatman eva, is in the self only. ఇట్ ఇల్యూమిన్స్ ది ఆత్మా, ఇల్యూమిన్స్ ది సెల్ఫ్ లైక్ ఖద్యోత ప్రకాశవత్. ఖద్యోత లైక్ ది లైక్ ది లైట్నింగ్, వన్ సెకండ్ ఇట్ విల్ గో ఆఫ్ లైక్ దాట్. ఆర్థేతు జడ ఇది ఉపాధితం. ఇన్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఇట్ విల్ ఓన్లీ బి జడ. ది ఆత్మా ఇట్ మైట్ ఇల్యూమిన్ బట్ ఇన్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ జడ, ఇట్ కెనాట్ ఇల్యూమిన్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ యూ హావ్ ప్రూవన్. నచ ప్రకాశస్య ఆత్మనో విషయాః, బికాస్ ప్రకాశస్య ఆత్మనో నచ విషయాః. దిస్ ప్రకాశ ఇస్ నాట్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఫర్ ది ఆత్మ. తేహి విచ్ఛిన్న దీర్ఘ స్థూలతయా అనుభూయంతే, బికాస్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆర్ అండర్స్టూడ్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ వేస్. ఇట్ ఇస్ దీర్ఘ, ఇట్ ఇస్ స్థూల, ఇట్ ఇస్ విచ్ఛిన్న, ఇట్ ఇస్ డిస్కనెక్టెడ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ స్ట్రాంగ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ గ్రాస్, ఇట్ ఇస్ దీర్ఘ, ఇట్ ఇస్ లాంగ్, ఎక్స్ట్రా. ఇన్ దిస్ వే యూ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. ప్రకాశశ్చ అయం అంతరో అస్థూల అనను అరస్వ అదీర్ఘశ్చేతి ప్రకాశతే. ప్రకాశశ్చ అయం, దిస్ ప్రకాశ, హౌ ఇస్ దిస్ ఇల్యూమిన్డ్? దట్ ఇస్ అస్థూల అనను, వితౌట్ దిస్ గ్రాస్నెస్, వితౌట్ బీయింగ్ స్మాల్, వితౌట్ బీయింగ్ షార్ట్, వితౌట్ బీయింగ్ లాంగ్. ఇన్ దిస్ వే ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇల్యూమిన్డ్. తస్మాత్ చంద్రే అనుభూయమాన ఇవ ద్వితీయ చంద్రమా స్వయం ప్రకాశాద్ అన్యో అర్థో అనిర్వచనీయ ఏవైతి యుక్తం ఉత్పశ్యామః. తస్మాత్ చంద్రే అనుభూయమాన ఇవ ద్వితీయ చంద్రమా. దెర్ఫోర్ లైక్ యు సీ ది మూన్, ది సెకండ్ మూన్ ఇన్ ది మూన్, ద సేమ్ వే స్వయం స్వప్రకాశాద్ అన్యో అర్థః. అదర్ దన్ ది సెల్ఫ్ whatever objects are there, they are anirvachaniyah iti utpashyamah, they are inexplicable. This is how we see. Finally, whatever objects which are seen other than the self, which is the illuminator, they are inexplicable. That is how we have to accept. Nachasya prakashasya ajanatah swalakshana bhedo anubhuyate. Nachasya prakashasya ajanatah, because that which illumines it, that you don't know, without knowing it, swalakshana bhedo anubhuyate, you cannot, you are experiencing its difference. It is short, it is long, without even understanding what is illumining it. Therefore nacha anubhuyate, you cannot experience it. Nacha anubhuyate, like that you can't. Swalakshana bhedo nacha anubhuyate prakashasya ajanatah, without అస్య ప్రకాశస్య అజానత, వితౌట్ నోయింగ్ ది ఇల్యూమినేటర్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్, నచ స్వలక్షణ భేదో అనుభూయతే, యూ కెనాట్ సీ ది డిఫరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్. నచ అనిర్వాచ్యార్థ భేద ప్రకాశం నిర్వాచ్యం భేతుం అర్హతి అతి ప్రసంగాత్. అండ్ బికాస్ అనిర్వాచ్యార్థ భేద, దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ఎక్స్ప్లికబుల్, దోస్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ఎక్స్ప్లికబుల్, దేర్ డిఫరెన్సెస్ cannot be prakasham nirvacham bhetu marhati, cannot be differentiated, classified by this light which is nirvacham, which is explicable. That which is inexplicable, that object which is inexplicable, cannot be illumined by something which is explicable. Therefore ati prasanga, because it is contradictory. నచ అర్థానామపి పరస్పరం భేద సమీచీన జ్ఞాన పద్ధతి పద్ధతిం ఆధ్యాస్యతే అధ్యాస్తే ఇది ఉపరిష్టాద్ ఉపాదిశ్యతే. నచ అర్థానామపి పరస్పరం భేద, అండ్ ఆల్సో ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఇన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ దే డిఫర్, ఇన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ దేర్ ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్ పార్ట్స్, డిఫరెంట్ లింబ్స్, దట్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ నాట్ సమీచీన జ్ఞాన పద్ధతిం అధ్యాస్తే, ఇస్ నాట్ accepted by the right knowledge, people who follow the right knowledge. Iti uparishtad upadipadishyate, this we will explain in the later chapter. Tad ayam prakashah eva swayam prakasha ekah kutastah nityah rinanchah pratyagatma ashakya nirvachaniyebhyo దేహేంద్రియాదిభ్యో ఆత్మానం ప్రతీపం నిర్వచనీయం అంచతి జానాతీతి ప్రత్యక్ సచ ఆత్మేతి ప్రత్యగాత్మా. తద్ అయం ప్రకాశ ఏవ స్వయం ప్రకాశ, దట్ ఇల్యూమినేషన్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ self illuminated. That illumination, that which illumines the objects of the world, is self illuminated. Therefore, and what is that? Ekaha, that which is non-dual, that which is kutastha, that which is like anvil, that which exists in everyone, nityaha, which is eternal, niramsha, that without limbs, pratyagatma, ashakya nirvachanibhyo, that pratyagatma, that self of everyone, which cannot be explained through words, dehendriyadibhyo, that which is body, etc., that which can be explained through the words, like that, this cannot be explained. Atmanam pratipam nirvachaniyam anchati. And this body, etc., it is that self which exists in everyone as an anvil, as a base, as a substratum, which illumines itself and illumines others, is what illumines the body, sense organs, etc. That is why it is said pratipam nirvachaniyam anchati janati iti. Pratipam means nirvachaniyam, that which is explicable. Anchati means janati, that which knows. Therefore it is called as pratyag, one's own. Pratyag means one's own. How? It is that which illumines that which can be explicable. Therefore, sa atmaiti, that is one's own, and that one's own is what is self is. Therefore, pratyagatma, we say one's own self, or pratyagatma, we translate it as one's own self. Every time when we say pratyagatma, what pratyagatma is this. Pratyak anchati iti, pratipam anchati iti pratyak. Pratipam means nirvachaniyam anchati janati iti pratyak. That which is inexplicable, that which is explicable, that it understands, therefore it is one's own. And that is self, that which knows, is itself the self of everyone. Therefore it is pratyakatma, one's own self. Sacha aparadhina prakashatvat artha anamshatvacha avishayaha. So that pratyagatma, that pratyagatma is aparadhina prakashatvat, aparadhina prakashatvat, that pratyagatma is dependent upon something else to get illumined. And anamshatvacha, aparadhina prakashakatvat, aparadhina, not paradhina, it is not dependent upon that self which illumines itself and others, is not dependent on others to illumine itself. One. Two, anamshatvat cha, it is not with parts or limbs. Therefore, avishayaha, it cannot be objectified. It is not dependent on other to illuminate itself, and it does not have parts to be illuminated. Therefore, it cannot be illuminated. It cannot be objectified. So what? Tasmin adhyaso vishya dharmanam dehendriyadi dharmanam. Therefore, that the adhyasa of the vishayas, dehendriyas, etc., Vishaya and its dharma, the Vishaya, the body, dharma, indriya, sense organs, etc., cannot be there. Katham kimakshepaha. Katham, then how do you say it is possible? Kim akshepe, this kim is to negate. It is impossible for the self to be the substratum for the adhyasa to happen. Adhyasa of body, sense organs to happen. So he is negating it. Ayukto ayam adhyasa iti akshepe akshepaha. Why he is negating it? This is not logical. We have negated through logic that this self cannot be objectified, and it is not with limbs. Therefore, it cannot be the substratum base for the adhyasa. Therefore, kasmadayam ayukta ityataha. Why it is not all logical? For that he says, सर्वो हि पुरोस्ते विषये विषयांतरम अध्यस्यति. एवरीवन सुपरइम्पोज समथिंग ऑन द ऑब्जेक्ट दैट इज सीन इन फ्रंट ऑफ देम. I don't see object which exists in front of them because you have condemned that. You said it may not have a satta existence. It can just be illumined. So everyone sees another object in the object which they see in front of them, which they see in front of them, which they perceive in front of them. Therefore, here since they don't see the Atma, they don't objectify the Atma, it cannot be substratum. That is what it said. Etad uktam bhavati. This is what is the idea. Yadu paradhina prakasham amshavacha tad samanya amshagrahe karana doshavashacha visheshagrahe anyatha prakashate. Yadu paradhina prakasha amshavacha, that which is illumined by another and that which has limbs, because of the limbs and because of illumined by others, tat samanya amsha grahe karana dosha vashaccha. There I have not, see, that which is with limbs, I have not gathered all the limbs. I don't have a special knowledge of it. I have just grasped the similarities, samanya amsha graha. So I have not gained the total knowledge. I have gained this part knowledge, the illumination, that shining. If I have seen the seashell in total, then I will not have any superimposition. Now I didn't see the seashell in total, I have just seen the shiningness in it. Samanya amshagraha, that is what is general knowledge of the single portion. And karana dosha vadartha, there are defects. The defects of sense organ, the defects of the external environment, light, etc. Because of that also, vishesha agrahe, I don't gain the knowledge of the special, the total. Therefore, anyatha prakashate. Therefore, it gets illumined as different, as something else. This is how the world, we see the adhyasa. But here, pratyagatmato aparadhina aparadhina prakashataya na swajnane karanani apekshate. But the pratyagatma is not dependent upon others. Aparadhina prakashataya, it does not depend upon others to illuminate itself. Therefore na swajnane karanani apekshate, therefore it doesn't depend upon the instruments to illuminate it, the sense organ or the external light to illuminate it. Yena yad ashrayihi doshaihi dushyate, and therefore it cannot be afflicted with the defects of the sense organ or the external environment. So you cannot bring in the same logic. Nacham Shaban will see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.